This is the Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast. I'm John Madden. We are in deep already to the 2013-2014 NHL season, and it is a doozy. Already we have seen teams, well, whatever. You know what you're talking about. You know what you've seen. The main thing is the Red Wings are 2-1. 3 games, 4 days. They lost a flat game. The Boston Bruins at TD Gardens, 4-1. Very disappointing. Very limp, very flat play. And we are 0-for-11 on power plays over the first 3 games. Not acceptable. Weiss, Alfredson, you were brought in to help the power play. Get on it. Alfredson, if your groin isn't right, take the time, heal it properly. We don't need 50% of Danny Alfredson, we need 100% of Danny Alfredson. Bring Nyquist back. Replace Alfredson until he's well. That's my vote. Tatar, fighting like a crazy man to get his ice time. Gotta love that. What do we got coming up here? Well, we got the Phoenix Coyotes, Philadelphia Flyers coming up. We got 4 days off. I think, what do we play? Thursday? Oh, the little munchkin, Mr. Thompson, has been picking games. I've started him down the track of a prognosticator. He went 8-0 his first day. He went 0-6 his second day. Then he went 8-3 on Saturday. And now we shall see what his 2 picks are. But we're not going to bring him onto this show until we see if the kid's got any chops. If it's all just beginner's luck. Well, wingsy, wingsy, wingsy. The way you'd hear them talk about the loss on Saturday, you'd think they had lost all 3 games of the first team, the first round. Well, I guess if you sound like you've lost 3 games when you've actually won 2 and lost 1, that's what keeps your level of quality up to where you do win 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7, and keep going to the playoffs for the 23rd year in a row. Which we fully expect them to do. And we fully expect them to go deeper than 2 rounds. That being said, Chicago. Ooh, you thought you had it. Didn't have it. Tampa Bay comes back. Fights them for a big win. Goes to the shootout. Who gets the goal? Valtteri Filppula, the Magic Finn. Gotta love the Magic Finn, no matter where he is. I love that guy. Yzerman was no fool picking him up for 5 years. Who else is looking good? Well, Nashville's not looking very good. Colorado. Hey, the Trashalanche. Got a new coach, Patrick Waugh. Fantastic goalie, one of the best ever. Total and complete bully as a coach of kids up in Quebec. Apparently, a temper tantrum thrower. Cost him $10,000 in league penalties. For mouthing off at Bruce Boudreau, smacking the glass so hard it bent down, you know, trying to take out the barrier and go at him. Well, Bruce Boudreau isn't Mike Vernon. If he was, he'd beat your ass, Patrick. So maybe you ought to mind the lip a little bit. Remember, hockey on the bench is different than hockey in the crease. Very déclassé en français. Oh, let's see what else we got going on around the league. Well, the Sharks are looking good, my Bay Area people. Sharks are looking very good. Why? That remains somewhat of a mystery. It's not like they've reinvented the wheel or anything. Yeah, Tyler Kennedy, there's your cup. That's all you need for the cup. Tyler Kennedy, he's the missing piece you've been waiting for. Tyler Kennedy, the one-man cup getter. Because it is still sort of a franchise player kind of team, huh? So it is really about one magical strongman that will lift the... See, that just doesn't jive. You know, it's team sport. Gotta have a team. But maybe you'll have it. And I really gotta say, I really like Brent Burns. I like watching him play. He plays my kind of hockey. Big grizzly bear looking dude. Switched him up to forward and he's just... It's fantastic. So right on Brent Burns. Going to be a big part of any success in the San Jose Sharks' future. Oh, Montreal, Montreal. Again, fighting comes up as an issue after the unfortunate Perros face ice incident. Still, 98 to 99% of all the players in the NHL favor keeping hot fighting and view it as a necessary part of the game. Don't want to get rid of it, and I don't want to get rid of it either. A, this is hockey, not field tennis. This isn't golf. This is hockey. And yes, there's fighting. Get over it. If you don't like hockey, you don't like fighting. And if you don't like fighting, you probably don't like hockey. You know, these are controlled fights. This isn't just an all-out brawl. This is closer to having boxing as an aspect of the game. It's like having a game within a game. And Lord knows, it's not the first resort. It is always... Well, it hasn't been the first resort since the 80s anyway. If a guy's getting in a fight, it's because he did something wrong. Simple as that. You know, enforcers don't go after other guys just to beat them up, or it wouldn't be hockey. The game is scoring goals, not getting in fights. You don't score goals when you're sitting in the box for 7 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 15 minutes, or kicked out of the game. Doesn't work lightweight. But if you take a cheap shot at my star, I'm going to have my enforcer beat your ass, because that's the rules. Those are the codes. And he's going to hit you in the face until you go down, and then he's going to stop hitting you in the face, and then we're going to go back to playing hockey. Because... If you take the fighting out of hockey, you're going to get more cheap shots, more injuries, more concussions, more stick mishandling. It's there for a reason. It's been there for over 100 years for a reason. Okay? You got three officials. You can't regulate everything. The players regulate the game. The officials just use their eyes to make calls that would otherwise result in fights. So, enough said on that. Keep it in. And the idea, and I do have to say that George LaRocque was right, that Yzerman has a hell of a nerve popping off that he wants to take fighting out of the game when his career was made possible by people like Bob Probert, Joey Koser, the Bruise Brothers, Keith Primo. Without that protection, Yzerman would have been a skid mark on the boards of the Joe. So I'm very disappointed in you, Captain. Very disappointed. So that's it for today. I'll see you next match.